This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. One victim involved in an alleged hazing incident by Warren De La Salle football players told police he didn't want to talk with investigators. The Macomb County Prosecutor's Office released the information. At the same time, it indicated it would be asking another prosecutor's office to handle the case. One senior Macomb County Assistant Prosecutor could be a material witness in the case. Warren Police Commissioner Bill Dwyer is recommending assault charges against three players, but the case isn't closed.
We've done our due diligence. We've done our investigation. If there are people out there that want to report and give us the information, it will be considered an open investigation.
It could take several days or weeks before formal charges are filed. The criminal investigation started last week after the school's president canceled the football season on the eve of the playoffs. Police need the public's help to catch a thief. Here's WWJ's Ingrid Kelly.
Just before 1 a.m. on October 20th, Waterford Township police say a man in tan pants and a red hooded sweatshirt with Alabama and white on the front broke inside a business near West Huron Road and North Tilden Avenue. The suspect had a backpack and took three bottles of liquor and cigarettes. Investigators want anyone with information regarding this incident to contact police. Ingrid Kelly, WWJ News Radio 950.
A Royal Oak man has been charged with murder after a shooting last weekend at a Detroit club. The Wayne County Prosecutor's Office says 24-year-old Brian Montgomery fired several shots last Friday morning during a fight between two groups of men outside Club Celebrity on Plymouth Road. 29-year-old D'Angelo Hagan was shot several times and died. Montgomery has been charged with second-degree murder. He's expected to appear before a judge today. It's a top 10 list of the most exclusive development projects in Detroit with little to no participation by black-owned companies. More from WWJ's Jason Scott.
The Detroit Coalition for Economic Inclusion releasing its findings in an effort to level the playing field for the city's minority-owned companies. The list of projects includes the Gordie Howe International Bridge, the Joe Louis Arena sites along Detroit's riverfront, also the Monroe Block and Hudson site in downtown Detroit. This following a recent survey, which found roughly 80% of black business owners in the city feel they're being left out by Detroit's economic development boom. Jason Scott, WWJ, News Radio 950.
State officials have ordered a major liquor distributor to fix the problems that have left some local bar owners and party stores short on booze. Here's WWJ's Sandra McNeil.
Republican National Distributing Company officials are blaming a move to a new state-of-the-art facility in Livonia for weeks of late and missing deliveries of alcohol.
You know, it's one thing when they decided to move, but then they decided to do a systems upgrade simultaneously, and you just don't do those two things simultaneously. It's stupid.
That's an Oakland County bar owner who doesn't want to be named. He says after weeks of missed deliveries, he finally got a call from the company promising to do better. He's hoping for the best.
I don't have my booze. So, you know, sure, it's nice that you call and patted me on the head and said, good boy, you can wait. But I need my booze. And quite frankly, it doesn't sound like they're doing anything to fix their problems.
RNDC is one of only three approved liquor distributors in Michigan. Sandra McNeil, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Dow Chemical Company has agreed to spend $77 million on environmental restoration projects to compensate for pollution by its plant in Midland. Federal and state officials announced the settlement with the company today. The Dow plant released dioxins and other hazardous substances into rivers and their watersheds for decades after opening in 1897. The contaminants harmed fish, invertebrates, birds, and mammals. They prompted warnings about touching soil and eating wild game and fish in some areas. Under the deal, Dow will fund fish spawning and habitat improvements, restoration of thousands of acres of wetlands and other wildlife living spaces, and creation of public nature areas. How would you like to visit the Secretary of State less often?
Representative Stephen Johnson of Wayland, who crafted the legislation, says it will cut down on the amount of paperwork that drivers have to deal with and will also cut down those lines at the Secretary of State offices throughout the state. The plan was introduced Thursday in the Michigan House and would give Michigan drivers the option of paying their registration fees 2 years at a time. Current Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says she supports it. Jackie Page, WWJ News Radio 950.
As Ford workers head into week two of their contract ratification vote, will things be tougher when the UAW turns its attention to Fiat Chrysler? Here's Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
Fiat Chrysler is where the whole UAW corruption scandal started, and it has its own specific issues, like more lower-paid in-progression workers. They're also in the middle of trying to make a merger work. Complications, yes, says acting UAW President Rory Gamble, but he says the deal worked out at GM is a good pattern for the rest of the industry.
They came together, they banded together in solidarity to face one goal, and that is to get a good, fair agreement.
We should know the results of the Ford ratification vote next Friday. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.